Thank you for calling the Alabama, the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. My name is Phyllis. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Now, are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I was trying to make sure I'm on the list for Calhoun County.
No, unfortunately, I can't check those lists. If you've called and put yourself on the list, then yes, you should be on the list.
Okay. I had called a couple of weeks ago, and the lady said I would get an email, but I haven't received any email, so I was trying to make sure.
I got you. You might want to give your county a call and see when they're going to be doing the shots.
Yeah, they just have a recording line. I can't, unless you have another phone number for them.
No, sure, I certainly don't. I'm so sorry about that.
Here
is for the testing sites. I'll be glad to give you the phone number for the vaccine appointment line, and I guess you can, if you feel that you may not have been on the right list, you can call and put yourself back on the list.
Okay. Vaccine appointment line, you said?
Yes, sir. That number is 855-566-5333. And now they can schedule you, they can put you on the reservation list, but now you can go onto our website at adph.org and follow the COVID-19 links. Hold on just a moment. Follow the links for the COVID-19 dashboard, and there are places that are giving the vaccine. And you can look at that and see if there's something, if you can stay with, if you want to wait for the health department or try one of the other providers.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm on the website right now, and I'm on the adph.gov, so where is that link on there?
Okay, so it's adph.org.
Uh-huh.
And if you follow the COVID-19 to the dashboard, it will get you to this one particular spot. Let me see if I can find it, too. I think I tried to save it.
Is it on the left on the top 10? Coronavirus top 10.
Hold on, let me get there. Okay, so it's in the other side where it says kind of like the third paragraph. Maybe it'll say the COVID-19 and what to do and where to find it, and it's in blue, but it's in little bitty letters
under notices.
Let me see. All right, here I am. Go, on the top 10, click on the coronavirus.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you can get the COVID-19 dashboard hub.
That's in the second paragraph there. Visit our Alabama COVID-19 dashboard hub.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And that has all kinds of that has the other all the locations that are giving the vaccines.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay.
Now I'm one that falls into, I'm 55, so I'm not in the age, but I'm under high risk category. So
I got you.
Does that qualify to get in here?
I am not certain. They're still following the unless you're a teacher or a cashier. I mean, cashiers are on that list now.
Uh-huh.
Just as long as you fall into one, and I think it's listed on the webpage also of the classifications that have been opened up right now. It's still not open to the general public, but if you have, there's like, if you're a cashier, a daycare teacher, Sunday school teacher, reverend, of course your first line responders,
right.
Or your frontline responders, they're on there. And then you've got your teachers, principals. If you take care of a sick person, an at-risk person, it's just expanded. It's so so broadly, so you should be able to, you might be able to fit into one of those categories.
Okay. On that website, that you just sent me to, the first page is obviously vaccine distribution.
Mm-hmm.
Then across the top, there's a tab for vaccine clinics, and then at the bottom, yes. Vaccine providers. So I guess I go to the clinic one to look.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I work with the public, but I don't fall under any of those categories. So I'm the only, my issue, again, is just the high-risk category with heart
mm-hmm.
issues. So that's why I was trying to find a place.
Okay. All right. Well, then there's all the information that can get you to where you need to go to get that vaccine. And they may be able to squeeze you in. You know, like I said, they've expanded that list really out there. So you may be able to fall into one of those categories. Okay.
Which list are you referring to again? Is that the, it's like the 1A, 1B, 1C?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I technically fall under 1C, and I think they're currently in 1B. I was just, like I said.
Yeah, we're in 1B right now.
Because of the heart issues, trying to go ahead and get on the list.
I got you. We do have you listed. We do. You called and you were put on the list. The next best thing is to keep an eye on the social media, TV, radio. They'll let you know when that classification opens up.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for the
help. You're very welcome. I wish I could be more helpful for you, but I do.
Can we verify for sure I'm on the list already, or do we?
No, sir. I can't see that. Once you're put on the list, the list is out of our hands. And then the next step would be to call your health department.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I thank you for calling the coronavirus hotline. You have a great afternoon.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.